Okay, today's daf is Yoma, daf Gimel, or a top of Gimel, Amud Aleph. Ve'ima atzeret, right? So we were discussing why we assumed to learn, why we assumed that we were learning 7 days of separation from Elohim to Yom Kippur when we could learn it to other things like Regalim. And we mentioned by the Regalim that, that it didn't seem reasonable to learn a separation of 1 day, of 7 days for 1 day, like the Miluim, to 7 days, like the Regalim. Now we're asking, well, you have Shavuot, right? Now, that would just be for 1 day. So let's say we're learning a test Shavuot. Hamari Abba, Nanin Parvechad Vayalachad, Mi Parvechad Vayalachad, Lapuke Yetzer, Shnei Eilim Ninhu. The Avoda of Shavuot is not similar to the Miluim. Right, the avod of Yom Kippur is a par echad, one bull and one ram, and that's similar to the miluim. That's Yom Kippur and the miluim. Whereas the shavuot is two rams, so it's dissimilar. We wouldn't learn them one to the other. Hanichal mandamri Yom Kippur ma'el echadu el mandamri shnei elim ninhu ma'ikal meima. Okay, that makes sense according to the sheet that says that Yom Kippur avoda is one par and one aisle, but the one who says that Yom Kippur avoda is two elim. So, seemingly, they would have every reason to learn it to, they would have just as much reason to learn it to Shavuot Netanya, as we learned this in a Braita. Rabbi Omer, Ayel Echad, Hu Ha'amur Kan, Hu Amor Be Chumash Pikudim. Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, Omer, Shnei Elim, Him Echad Ha'amur Kan, Echad Amor Be Chumash Pikudim. Basically, it stems from a machloket about how to understand two different psukim. One of them being in Vayikra, one of them being in Bamidbar. And these two psukim both reference the ram, the aisle that is supposed to be brought. And according to Rebbe, it's talking about the same aisle. But according to Rebbe Elazar, Rebbe Shimon, the two different psukim are referencing two different elim that you need to bring. Afilu tema Rebbe Elazar, Rebbe Shimon. Well, even Rebbe Elazar, Rebbe Shimon would not learn this to from the miluim to Shavuot. Hatam chad lechovat hayom vechad lemusafim. Lapuke atzeret tarvaihu. Chovat Hayom Ninhu. So by the Yom Kippur, according to Rabbi Elazar Bar Shimon, by Yom Kippur, even though you're bringing two rams, one is for the Chovat Hayom, the avodah of Yom Kippur, right? And one is for the Musaf, meaning it's not the same avodah that you're bringing both rams to. On Shavuot, the avodah of the day is two rams. On Yom Kippur, it's one ram for the Chovat Hayom and one ram for the Musaf, right? So that's already, that's different. Already that's different than Shavuot. The Ima Rosh Hashanah. Well, okay, 7 days for 1 day. Well, you say that's Rosh Hashanah. The Frishat Shiva Leyom Echad. That would be 7 day separation for 1 day. No. Amar Rabbi Abahu Danin Parva Ayil Shalom, Parva Ayil Shalom, Lapuke Teret Rosh Hashanah, the Tzibur Ninhu. Right, but the Miluim were the Parva Ayil of the Kohen bringing them. And the Avodah Yom Kippur was also par and aisle of the Kohen and Gadol himself. He's bringing it from his own property, right? However, on Rosh Hashanah, the par and the aisle are brought from communal funds. Hanicha lamadamar kach lecha mishelcha ve'ase lecha mishelcha elamadamar mishel tzibur ma'ikil meimar. Okay, well, that is fine according to those who learn that kach lecha and aselecha means take from your own. However, if you believe that those terms are not telling the Kohen to take from his own property, rather they're also in reference to the Tzibor, right, as in his established opinion, well then seemingly you'd have no reason not to learn it from Rosh Hashanah, because how do we know that the Yom Kippur Avoda needs to be from your own? We use these terms of your own, but that can just as easily mean from the Tzibor. So that all comes from the Tzibor, and they're all similar. Netanya, how do we know this? We learned in the Braita. Kach lecha mishelcha, vaselecha mishelcha, v'chu alecha mishel Tzibor, div Rabbi Yeshua. So Rabbi Yeshua says that if it says kach lecha or aselecha, it means it's yours. And if it says that they should take for you, that means you take it from the Tzibor. Rabbi Yochanan argues, ben kach lecha, ben v'chu alecha mishel Tzibor, right, that when it says kachlecha v'chu alecha, it means you're taking from community funds. Umatam lomar kachlecha, and why? Then why have that distinct lashon of kachlecha? It makes it sound like it's yours, right? Kivyachom b'shulchan yirotzei yoter b'shulayim. Right, that's telling the Kohen Gadol, or what the Kadosh Baruch Hu was telling Moshe, yours is preferable to theirs. I mean, I'd rather receive it from you. Abba Chanan Amar Mishum Rabbi Elazar, Ketuv Echad Omer Vasita Lecha Aron Eitz, Ketuv Echad Omer Vasu Aron Eitz Atzei Shitim. Right, and the Braita continues with a seeming contradiction between two psukim, right? One which says that you should make for you an Aron Eitz, right? The a wooden ark, and then another pasuk says that they made an Aron of Eitz, right? So is it you doing it or is it they doing it? Haketad Kan Bizman Shisrael. So in Ritzono Shel Makom Kan Bizman Shein Osin Ritzono Shel Makom. Right, so we can reconcile between these two psukim by saying that one is when Klal Yisrael is doing Kadosh Baruch Hu's will, in which case it's considered like it's their Aron. However, when they're not doing Kadosh Baruch Hu's will, it's not considered to be their Aron. Right, they don't get their names on this Aron as the owners of the Aron. Right, nonetheless, what we can see is the machloket between Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Yoshia, and according to Rabbi Yochanan, kachacha is not indicative of it needing to be yours. Ad kan lo pligi ela bekichot de alma vasit de alma kichot de alma kachlecha samim asit de alma selecha shtechat tzot kesef. That machloket is not relevant for our debate here. That machloket only exists where you have just a very, very generalized term of take for yourself, make for yourself. For example, take for yourself spices, make for yourself silver trumpets. Right? That's what it's talking about. It's a very general term. It just says take for you and leave it at that. In that case, Rabbi Yochanan understands it to mean that it can be from community funds. Aval Hanach. However, here, by our machloket, by the Avodah Yom Kippurim, Perushe Kamefaresh to Mishul Chahu. It's much more explicit that it's supposed to belong to the Kohen Gadol. B'miluim michli, and similarly by the miluim. Okay, how is that? How so? Well, let's examine the pasuk by the miluim. K'tiv ve'el b'nei Yisrael to daber lemor kechu se'ir izim lechatat. Right, it says that speak to the children of Israel and take a he goat for a chatat, and then it says va'yomer el Aaron kach lecha egel ben bakar lechatat lamali. Why do I need that pasuk? Oh, telling Aaron to take exactly what they just told Klal Yisrael to take. Right, the commandment is unnecessary. I know I need to take this he goat. We already said it earlier by the miluim. Shema mina kach lecha mishel chahu. This whole pasuk is just coming in to teach you that this chova that we taught about taking this korban need to be mishelcha, right? So, because we already knew about this korban, we didn't need this pasuk, and yet we have the pasuk anyway. What we're saying is that mishelcha, the only chiddush of this pasuk is the mishelcha that it needs to be from Aaron. So it's much more explicit that it's supposed to be from Aaron, because otherwise there's no chiddush of this pasuk. We already knew this, right? And similarly by Yom Kippur. Yom Kippurim Michdi. So let's look at the pasuk by Yom Kippur. K'tiv Bezot Yafaron El Hakodesh Befar Ben Bakar Lechatat Umeet Adat Bnei Israel Yikach Shnei Seirei Izim Lechatat. Right. So it says that it already says that the congregation of Israel is going to take a he goat for a chatat. Right, and that Aaron a Kohen will come into the Kodesh Kodashim with a young bull. V'hikriv et parachatat asher lo lamali. So why do I need the pasuk of that he will bring close, or he will offer the parachatat, which is his, asher lo. Again, this pasuk is unnecessary because I already know this part of the avoda, right? That this part of this doesn't teach me anything unless it's coming davka for the asher lo, which means that belongs to him. Shema mina hai lo mishalohu. So the whole when you already know the tzivoy, and the whole chiddush of the additional pasuk is that it needs to be yours, even Rabbi Yochanan would agree it needs to be yours. Rav Ashi Amar Danin Par Lechatat Ve'ayil Le'ola Mipar Lechatat Ve'ayil Le'ola. So furthermore, another reason why it should be learned to Yom Kippur and not to Rosh Hashanah Shavuot, because by the miluim, the par, the bull was used as a korban chatat, and the ayil, the ram, was used as a korban ola. However, and that's is the same by the miluim and by Yom Kippur. However, by Rosh Hashanah, lapuke Rosh Hashanah va'atzeret detarbayhu olot ninhu. By Rosh Hashanah and Shavuot, both of the par and the ayil were actually for olot. So Yom Kippur is clearly much more similar to the miluim. Ravina Amar Adani Navoda Bekoin Gadol Me Avoda Bekoin Gadol Lapuki Kuhu Kushiatan the Lava Avoda Bekoin Gadol Ninu. So Ravina says, you know, I have an answer to the question, a clear link between the Miluim inauguration of the Mishkan and the Avodah Yom Kippur that kind of gets around every kasha you just posed, right? We learn Avodah done by a Kohen Gadol to other Avodah done by a Kohen Gadol, and not Avodah done by a Kohen Gadol to any Avodah, or the Avodah done by any Kohen, right? So that is a strong connection between the Miluim and the Avodah Yom Kippur. V'ikid Amri, okay, another potential answer of Ravina. Amar Ravina, danin avoda tchila, avoda tchila. La puke hani delav tchila ninhu. Right, so there's this type of a first avoda that this element of being the first avoda exists both by the Miluim and by the Avodat Yom Kippur. Right, it's the first of its kind. Each one is the first of its kind. And so we're going to learn each of them. So we're going to learn them. We're going to assume that they are much more strongly connected than anything else. My tchila. What do we mean, avoda tachila? What exactly do we mean by that? Ilema tachila b'kohen gadol. If you want to say that they're both the first avodas ever done by the kohen gadol, specifically, like these are the first avodas that says specifically needs to be the kohen gadol and not a normal kohen. Haynu kamaisa. That's basically the same thing he said earlier when he said avoda the kohen gadol and avoda the kohen gadol. Ela avoda tachila b'makom, avoda tachila b'makom. Rather, each one of them were their first avodas done in that specific place. One being the Mishkan, one being the Kodesh Kedoshim. Ki ata Rav Dimi Amar, when Rav Dimi came from Bavel Teretz Yisrael, he relayed the following teaching: Rabbi Yochanan Matni Chada, and Rabbi Yishuv ben Levi Matni Tarti. Rabbi Yochanan Matni Chada lasot lechaper elu maase Yom Kippurim, and Rabbi Yishuv ben Levi Matni Tarti lasot elu maase para lechaper elu maase Yom Kippurim. So here's an issue, because Rav Dimi reports that Rabbi Yochanan only learned from our pasuk one thing. He only learned from our pasuk that the Maase Yom Kippurim needs the avoda of Yom Kippur needs a 7-day separation. He does not learn from our pasuk that the Paraduma requires a 7-day separation. Rabbi Shimon Levi learns out both of them from our pasuk. Rabbi Yochanan Matni Chada V'ha Anantanan Shivat Yamim Kodem Yom Kippurim V'Shivat Yamim Kodem Srivat Hapara. Our Mishnah teaches explicitly both. How does Rabbi Yochanan only say that we learn one from the pasuk? Ma'ala ba'alma. Sure, he doesn't argue in the Mishnah that requires both. He just assumes that one is a gzera derabanan. It's a chumra derabanan that the avodat para should have a 7-day separation beforehand. Not to say we learn it from the pasuk. V'ha amar rav min yomi bar chilkia amar rav mechasia bar idi amar Rabbi Yochanan. Kasher asabi yom hazet tziva Hashem lasod lechaper lechem lasod elu maase para lechaper elu maase Yom Kippurim. Don't we have an explicit teaching in Rabbi Yochanan's name that we learn both of these things from the pasuk, both the para and the Yom Kippurim? Hahu de Rabbi. Rabbi Yochanan is quoting his teacher there. Dechiata Ravin am Rabbi Yochanan mishum Rabbi Yishmael. As when Ravin came, he said Rabbi Yochanan said in the name of Rabbi Yishmael, his teacher. Right, so clearly Rabbi Yishmael, his teacher. This is his teaching. This is not, however, how Rabbi Yochanan held. Rabbi Yochanan held that la'asot was not a proper limud to the para aduma. Rather, it was just a gzera derabanan. La'asot elu maase para lechaper elu maase Yom Kippurim. That is the statement of Rabbi Yochanan's teacher, Rabbi Yishmael. Amar le'Rish Lakish Rabbi Yochanan mehecha ka yalaft Allah. Right, so Rish Lakish says to Rabbi Yochanan, where do you learn the obligation of Yom Kippur to be separated 7 days in advance? Mimilu, clearly from the Milum, as we've been discussing. Well, if you want to say it's from the Milum, then you should say that just like we know by the Milum, by the Avodah Milum, everything said by the Milum is Ma'akeh. If you're missing any detail of what's said by the Milum, it's puzzle. Then you should assume that the Avodah Yom Kippur is the same way. And since we're Lakish, if you want to say, yeah, Hachinami, exactly. Everything by the Avodah Yom Kippur is Me'akev. I know that's not true. V'hatran, because didn't we learn in Mishnah, U'matkinin lo kohen acher, v'lo ketanim afrishin? Because we said that we set up an additional kohen, a replacement kohen for him. But we don't say that we set aside that kohen for 7 days. So if our Kohen dies or becomes puzzle, and we replace him with the new Kohen, that new Kohen was not separated for 7 days, in which case you're missing a detail of the prescribed Avodat Yom Kippur, in which case not every single detail is Ma'akev, so it's not similar to the Miluim. V'chitema, my Matkinin, and if you want to say, what does it mean that they set up a new Kohen Gadol in his place. Mafreshin. That means that they set him aside. Lidi o idi v'idi matkirin o idi v'idi mafreshin. Well, then say by both of them, by the Kohen and the replacement Kohen matkirin, or say by both of them mafreshin. Why do we say mafreshin the Kohen Gadol and matkirin Kohen Acher? From the fact that we use two different words for what we're doing to them, sounds like we're doing two different things. One we're separating and one we're just preparing in a different way. It would seem that the replacement Kohen Gadol does not require a 7-day separation, meaning that it's not completely ma'akev. So not all the details of the avodah are ma'akev, which makes it very different than the miluim, and it's difficult to assume that we learn it from there. Amar le ela mar mehecha yalifla. Okay, then where do you learn it out from? Amar mesinai. I learned it out from Har Sinai. Dichti v'ishkan kvod Hashem al Har Sinai v'chaseu anad sheshit yamim v'ikra al Moshe b'yom shvi'i. Because the Kadosh Baruch Hu covered the mountain with his presence, with his Shechina, for 6 days. And then on the seventh day, he called to Moshe Rabbeinu Michdi. So let's see. Right? So why do you need to say that he waited 6 days and then called him on the seventh? Just say he called him on the seventh day. And you know how many days he must have waited? Six. Right? So why do you need to say the 6 days? It's these extra words create what's called a binyan av, right? A binyan av is a general rule that I'm setting up in one place that I'm going to apply in multiple places, right? Now it's not like a gzeira shava where I'm learning one halacha to the other halacha. It's like wherever you have this situation, this is the procedure. So now wherever you find the situation, this is what you do. So anyone who goes into the presence of God, anyone who enters into the divine presence of God, requires this 6-day separation beforehand. So a Kohen Gadol going into the Kodesh HaKadoshim on Yom Kippur requires this separation beforehand. The Ha'anan Shivatnan, why six? Right? Don't we teach that you require a 7-day separation? Matita Rabbi Yehuda ben Beterahi the Chayish Letumat Beito. Right? So yeah, so that was a that's. Our mission is in accordance with Rabbi Yehuda ben Beteira, who is concerned that maybe on the 7 days, exactly 7 days before Yom Kippur, the Kohen became a tame from his wife, who may have been a nida. In which case, we need to be machmir and separate him for 7 days, because that's how long it's going to take him to become tahar. That's why we need 7 days. Not because it's me'ikar hadin you need 7 days, but because we're concerned, we want to make sure that he's completely tahar, and so we're concerned for this one one instance where he wouldn't be tahor after 6 days. Amar le Rabbi Yochanan l'Reish Lakish bishlam l'didi di alfina miluim ze v'ze mazin lav kol shiva mikol chataot shehayusham de have nami hazav miluim eladid chadi alfat me Sinai hazav be Sinai mi have. So Rabbi Yochanan says, you know, my shita, my approach makes more sense because by the miluim and by the avodah Yom Kippur, you have the hazah, you have the sprinkling. The sprinkling on the Kohanim was in order to make them pure, and you'd have that all 7 days of separation by the Miluim and by the Avodah Yom Kippur. However, according to you, Reish Lakish, who learns it from Har Sinai, how do you know the sprinkling? Amar le l'ta'amech minicho b'miluim dam hachamayim. Well, Rabbi Yochanan, what do you mean? You're saying Yoshita works because you learned the sprinkling from the Miluim to the Avodah Yom Kippur? By the Miluim, the sprinkling was blood, and here it's water, right? So it's not even the same thing. That's not a good proof. Ha, lo kasher. Rabbi Yochanan says, that's not a difficulty. The Tani, Rabbi Chia, because Rabbi Chia already taught in a Braita, nichnasu mayim tachar adam, right? That the water should be a replacement for the dam in this Avodah, but that it's really serving the same role. And so, yes, I do learn I do connect the sprinkling of Yom Kippur to the Miluim, whereas you can't, you don't have it from anywhere. El ledida hazav b'sinai ma'ave amar le ma'alav alma. So Rabbi Yochanan says, okay, so then where did we have this sprinkling by Har Sinai that you now understand that it needs to happen by Avodah Yom Kippur as well? And Reish Lakish responds, the sprinkling is only a derabbanan stringency. It's not mi'ikar hadin. In which case, it's okay that it wasn't at Har Sinai because it's not deoraita anyway. We'll stop here.